We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So I'm talking about, Leroy, you slay the dragon last night. You slay the dragon. Orlando Magic have been conquered.
That wasn't a dragon.
A landmark day.
That wasn't
a landmark
dragon.
Day for the Heat franchise.
It was a nemesis. It was a nemesis.
It was a foe. And it finally, you have conquered them.
It's 6-0-2.
Five in a row they've beaten us.
Pace yourself, big fella.
Nope.
It's
nope.
Orlando.
Hey, I don't care.
They own the Heat.
Might as well be taking on the Showtime Lakers. All right? Might as well be taking on Michael Jordan's Bulls.
Really?
The Orlando Magic?
They beat the brakes off of them yesterday.
Might as well be taking on Bill Russell and Will at the same time.
What?
That
Vucevic.
Let me tell you something.
He makes the All-Star team playing against the Heat.
Yeah.
Like,
let me tell you something. Vucevic and Fournier against the Miami Heat, they might as well be Wilt and Kareem together.
That guy's career went downhill ever since he got rid of the eye makeup.
Dude, I hate looking at that team, especially him. He's got just a face that bothers me.
And what's the other one? Gobert?
I don't like Gobert's face. But his face bothers me in particular because it looks like he's wearing makeup. It looks like he's out there performing magic tricks.
Like he's a member of the Flock of Seagulls.
It's not as bad now that he's been shamefully balded, because he used to have that man bun that was just kind of held together by strings. But man, I do not like Evan Fournier. No. If I never saw him play basketball the rest of my life, I'd be happy, because he is always annoying me. He really is. But Vucevic,
that guy's all world against the Heat. I mean, they were talking about last night, 2020s, 2017, 33-7. I'm like, wow.
He's new school Hibbert.
He is.
No.
I mean, it doesn't feel like
he's school. Not even close to trash can.
He's not a trash can, but like Hibbert, like his own only dominance was against the Heat. That was his thing.
Is Vucevic the guy where it's like, if I looked up his age, I'd be surprised how young he still is, because I feel like the Heat have been taking him on for 15 years.
Vucevic?
Yeah.
I tell you what. I was thinking the same thing last night about Deion.
Really?
Deion feels like he's been in the league for 20 years.
Only got 6 minutes last night.
Yeah.
We had Goran back.
Wait.
And Jimmy back.
Hold. Let me explain something to you clowns.
Hmm?
Pump your brakes.
Vukovic, by the way, 29 years old.
Deion is playing basketball again.
Right.
Okay, now you complain about minutes? That's what keep getting his ass in trouble.
I'm not
and
complaining.
And you complain.
I'm just noticing. It was kind of an ass kicking.
So what if he said that? What if he said, I'm not, hey, please don't fine me or suspend me. I'm not complaining about my minutes.
It wasn't going to happen last night. Positive night. You finally beat a longtime rival. You know,
they played good.
Bam Adebayo had his third triple-double. Guy's a star, I told you guys. And it's one of those things where you're not going to ask something like that last night. But if somebody were to ask, you'd be like, only 6 minutes tonight. Deanna goes,
That'd be his answer. And you know what? And guess what? Do you think the first question would be to him?
Hmm.
How come you only got 6 minutes?
You
know what I mean?
And this would be his answer.
Or you might say, you know, damage is done, my friend.
I don't get it.
Why do we have to do that to Deion?
He got only 5 more minutes than Gabe Vincent.
Gabe Vincent only got a minute?
Well, yeah, he came in for the victory.
He's not afraid to shoot. He only took one shot, but like he got blocked.
You can
see a 3-point shooter.
Yeah, I know.
You can see the confidence in that stroke.
He's like, you know, he knows.
Dunks had another four?
He had six.
Six.
Six. Six.
I must have fell asleep at 4.
Yeah, I can see you falling asleep in that game.
Well, no.
It was a blowout.
No. Look.
You never know with the Heat.
I was like, I'm going to relax. It's like 22. I'm like, eh.
Here's what the unfortunate thing about doing 6 a.m. in Miami, right, is that when you watch sports at night, it gets to a certain point and you go, good night, I got the gist of it. So I think early in the fourth quarter when the Heat were up by 20, I'm like, all right. I got this.
So you looked at your TV and you said, damn it, stuff.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't wait. I was like, come on, guys. I'm looking at my watch. I'm like, come on, guys. Let's put them away. They had a big lead, and they got, oh, no, we're going
to
do
this.
Yeah,
they cut it to like 14, and the Heat brought it back up again.
Yeah, I mean, right. They shot 50% from downtown. Like, they were stroking it last night.
I mean, it's pretty amazing how, you know, patient. Like, they must have really believed that Duncan Robinson was a great shooter because he didn't have his first year. He was okay.
Especially on the NBA level. Like, in the G League, he was smashing records. But, yeah, right. When he got up here. He put in a lot of work on that body. He got a lot bigger, swoller. And, I mean,
swoller.
He is. I think the thing I love most about Duncan Robinson, because he's, you know, he's so chill and home, so cocky on the floor. Like, I just don't expect it from him.
You don't expect
it. Just like, whoa. This guy, he will talk such major bleep into
his
face.
You know what? All the young guys seem to be rather timid. Like, laid back.
Oh,
they're
just,
not, like,
yeah,
in
when
your
they talk
face.
To reporters and whatnot.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
But, oh, man.
Yeah, it said that the Magic were terrible on second night of the back-to-backs they played last night.
Yeah, I saw Steve Clifford. He was laying the groundwork. He was
calling it not a TL.
He was laying the groundwork. He was looking a little swole in his suit last night for cranking up the excuse machine. I see you. I see you, Clifford.
Wait a minute.
Didn't want to give any credit where credit's
due. You know what? I look at that and say, game recognized game. That's why he's mad, because he said can't be two of us in this town.
Orlando Tobin saying not a TL.
Yeah, yeah. let's get to
headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
I wonder if Orlando Tobin's here, by the way. I mean, he might be somewhere. He's got to be somewhere.
Something
around here.
Tells me no.
No, because Boston's down here.
Who?
Boston.
Oh, are they?
They've been down here for the last 2 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but to the Heat, they won last night 113-92, easily covering the 6-point spread. In case anybody was wondering.
Only you.
We know you were, Robbie. We know you were.
I probably would have told you yesterday to take the Magic, to be honest with you, but I made it because they're the.
Why would you have any proof otherwise? Yeah. This has been such a comfort zone for them. It feels like you know, South Beach flu affects the Heat more than it does the Magic when they come to town, because the Heat are just like, oh, Magic are in town? Let's go party.
Yeah, Bam Adebayo, triple-double.
He's so good.
20-10-10. The bench got up in arms. Like, they knew right away when he got his triple-double.
He was pulling out the moves yesterday, man. He really was. He was pulling out the moves.
Ah! Hmm? What do you think I was surprised by? Shot a three. Did you see him catch and shoot?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I tweeted that out immediately. I said, finally eating into the $500 fines that he's got.
It was just in the flow of the game. So
looked good.
And he looked – yeah, it looked good. I had to do a double take and see who it was.
Yeah, Duncan Robinson, 21.6 of 9 from downtown. Jimmy Butler came back. He played and started yesterday.
Looked good.
I mean, he never missed a game, but he looked good. The way that injury looked on Friday, we thought he would.
I thought he was going to miss time. I know there were some reports that they thought he was going to miss a few days, but came back out, attacked the basket. You know, he looked
today
great.
Today will be key.
Yeah.
Because if he has any soreness, you don't even risk it.
Yeah, only played 30 minutes. I would have liked him to sit the whole fourth quarter. You know, got – I don't want to say dicey, but it just got a little – Spo got a little – the hairs on his back raised a little bit. He goes, let me just throw him out there. Let's cinch this thing up. But they got the back in action tonight, man.
I wonder if he's going to play tonight. By the way, that tip-off against the Boston Celtics tonight got moved to 8 o'clock. So it's a 7 o'clock JetBlue Vacation pregame.
Right
here in the ticket.
They moved it to 8 o'clock. They are doing an hour-long pregame on TNT. Which is tonight? Tonight's Dwayne Wade's debut.
It's supposed to be. I don't know if he's still doing it, but it is supposed to be Dwayne Wade's debut.
Yeah,
oh, because
it's supposed to be D Wade and Shaq. I believe are supposed to be on.
Are they gonna move? Are they gonna put another game there?
No. Well, they did what they moved by moving the Heat game back a half an hour. They feel like they don't that took care of not having to have a second game.
Gotcha.
And I don't think there's any other 10 o'clock game on the slate tonight.
Right. Because what Robbie's alluding to is they postponed yesterday Lakers and Clippers.
Yeah, that was supposed to be a 7:30, 10 o'clock doubleheader, but then they took the 10 o'clock game out, and now they just moved the Heat game back to 8 o'clock.
Gotcha.
And, yeah, they did do a tribute last night at the start of the game with the shot clock violation, and the Magic took an 8-second backcort violation.
Yeah, it was a beautiful tribute. Shout-out to Jason Jackson. Whew. Got me dusty.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, my God. His pregame intro. with his Kobe piece, man. Mm-hmm. That's why he's Jason Jackson. That guy's the best. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. He's that dude's got the he can narrate a life. He really can. Like, honestly, if I wanted if I wanted my story told, it would be by a guy like Jason Jackson. He did a fantastic job yesterday.
Yeah, Bam also wearing the Kobe sneakers yesterday.
A lot of guys were. But he is a you know, it was funny. I actually thought about that. Like Robbie is right. He was wearing the purple and gold sneakers, one with 8, one with 24 on them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny. It made me think back to this this old Anthony Chang piece in the Palm Beach Post talking about where Bam like came from, his origin, stuff like that. His coach used to say like the guy he loved emulating the most was Kobe. Like he would pull off Kobe moves and nobody would know it because, you know, he went to college and then just kind of became the, you know, everybody thought he was gonna be a, you know, a tip in or a put back slam guy. But man, I tell you what, he was busting out the arsenal last night. He was fun to watch.
Yeah, and the Hall of Fame announced that Kobe will be enshrined this year. He was supposed to go in with Tim Duncan, KG, and Chris Bosh.
Yep.
Well, they just waived the voting process.
Well, I mean, he's a no doubt Hall of Famer,
right.
Anyways.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. They didn't.
I think they meant like what happened with Thurman Munson. Like he had to play like 10 years in the major leagues to be qualified for the Hall of Fame, and he played like 9.5 before he died. But they let him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. The only thing the Basketball Hall of Fame, you know, a lot of people give it flack because they say, it's the easy. I like it the best because
you don't have the writers.
it's not holier than thou. It's just like, you know what, that guy was fun to watch. Hall of Famer.
And keep in mind, a lot of people in the Hall of Fame, we only look at from their NBA days.
Right.
But there's a lot of Hall of Famers that are in. Because like, for example, like Christian Laettner.
Yep.
There are a lot of guys because of what they did in college, what they did in Europe.
Yeah, because it's just a basketball Hall of Fame.
It's a basketball Hall of Fame, correct.
I just like it. It's just like, you know, the only egregious snub right now that I have with him is Tim Hardaway.
Oh, yeah.
Tim Hardaway, obviously, you know, he thinks it's because of, you know, his comments back in the day on the Levitard show that's keeping him out. But I just think that if you have Run TMC in there, you don't have T. It's – what are we doing?
You got the M and the C.
I remember the 96 Tim Hardaway in the Heat. I believe he was first team All NBA.
I want Tim Hardaway to be in there. But, I mean, for the most part, you know, you just don't – I don't even know. This is the thing that I love about it. I don't even know what the voting process is. I don't know. I don't have dumb writers going out there making stands.
We don't have to hunt down the one voter.
Yeah, I don't have guys who are just like, oh, well, they didn't need my vote. Or, oh, I don't know, is he a Hall of Famer? Maybe. I don't know. It's like there's none of that dumb stuff. You just go, oh, Chris Bosh, that guy was awesome. 10 All-Star games, 2 championships, Hall of Famer. In. And who does it hurt? Nobody. You're walking through the hall. You're like, who is that, Daddy? Oh, that was Chris Bosh, king of the video bombs. That's what I would tell my son. Big Shot Bosh, a.k.a. King of the Video Bombs, a.k.a. Boshy Bear.
Biggest rebound in the Heat history.
That's right. Yeah. Rebound Bosh. Kicks out to Allen. Bang!
Put those yellow ropes back inside.
Oh, so man. Good. So good. What else we got, Robbie?
Chris Paul, he did not play last night's game with Thunder and the Mavericks. He along with Kyrie Irving, chose not to play their respective games after dealing with the loss of Kobe.
Yeah. I guess that's, you know, that'd be one of the reasons why we don't know if Dwayne's going to work tonight. He was very broken up on. Right.
LeBron finally spoke on Instagram, by the way.
Yep. He finally. Do you want to give some of that statement?
Yeah, I'll give some of it. I know there's a curse word in there, so I'll try to do my best. Well, I'll give a portion of it. I'm not ready, but here I go, man. Sitting here just trying to write something for this post, but every time I try, I begin crying again just thinking about you. Niece Gigi and the friendship bond brotherhood we had. I literally just heard your voice Sunday morning before I left Philly to head back to L.A. Didn't think for one bit in a million years that would be the last conversation we have. And then that's just a portion of it.
Yeah.
He goes on and says, WTF, I'm heartbroken and devastated, my brother. And he has a bunch of emojis. And then, man, I love you, big bro. My heart goes out to Vanessa and the kids. I'll promise you, I'll continue your legacy, man. You mean so much to all of us here, especially hashtag Laker Nation. He puts a purple and yellow hearts emojis. And it's my responsibility to put this bleep on my back and keep it going. Please
keep it going.
Keep it going.
Please give me the strength from the heavens above and watch over me. I got us here. Thanks So much more I want to say, but just can't right now because I can't get through it. Until we meet again, my brother, hashtag mama for life, hashtag GG for life with other multiple emojis.
Oh, it's man, that's got to be, I think, the like we talked about this yesterday with LeBron. Like, it's got to be, I mean, obviously a lot of people are dealing with heartbreak with it, but it's got to be a different kind of weird for him, just because it's the last thing that basically the guy did,
right?
You know, other than going to take, you know, his daughter to a game, the last experience that he has was with LeBron, passing him on the scoring list, passing the torch, having this moment, having private moments,
right?
That's just got to be unbelievably strange, because it feels so instant for everybody. That's what everybody says they're coping with it. But think about if you had a phone conversation with them that night.
Right.
You know? So that's strange. We are live here from Radio Row at the Miami Beach Convention Center.
I think the league should beware. You're going to get Celtic game LeBron all year long.
Oh, that game six LeBron?
Maybe.
Yeah, they don't play again until Friday. At home, because they postponed the game that was supposed to be tonight. They don't play again until Friday at home against Portland.
Okay. So we will we'll roll on with this. We got a lot to get to today. We're live from Radio Row here at the Miami Beach Convention Center. Should be a fun show today. Reggie Wayne is supposed to join us, who is a Hall of Fame finalist this week. Leroy, we find out who is going into the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
So the former Kane will join us, and I don't know if you saw his Instagram post, Robbie. Him and Ed Reed look like they got some stuff cooking.
What?
They got some stuff cooking.
Oh, buddy.
Looks, sounds like a little CEO, COO.
Oh.
Coming to town. Shake and bake. Come on. Shake and bake with me, Leroy.
I'm not shaking and baking if you just want old Canes to come run.
No.
Okay.
Shake and bake.
It's unbelievable. You guys are nincompoops.
We're back after.
15 minutes.
Welcome back, everybody. It is 15 minutes of heat. We're live from Radio Row.
Almost got
Miami
me
Beach
again.
Convention Center.
Well, telling my Twin Peaks story.
You were telling your Twin Peaks curse story to Joe Rose.
Oh, yeah. That one.
Yeah.
So the Heat won last night. They got themselves a victory over the Orlando Magic. A much-needed win against the Orlando Magic, quite frankly. Needed to get that off your back. It's enough already.
Right.
Tired of this nonsense. 113-92. Big story from the game, I thought, was Bam. Bam was tremendous yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I think, solidifying his all-star case. I mean, if you idiot coaches don't vote for him, I think your vote should be revoked. I don't know what to tell you. Really, and quite frankly, if I find out who didn't vote for him, you should be fired. Because, guy's an all-star. He's an all-star. All-star, Leroy. He is tremendous. That's our guy.
All right.
You know, we were told by Alonzo Mourning 2 years ago that this guy's jersey would be raised to the rafters, and he was right.
Let's good start.
He was right.
Pipe down.
Nope. Right. I can't. Look at him, man. He look at his game. It just keeps flourishing. It feels like every day you go to you ever get one of those advent calendars? Like, it's around the holidays. You get to open up a candy every single time. That's what I feel like with Bam. Like, I get to open up the little box and, oh, look at this, a chocolate unicorn. A chocolate gingerbread man. Oh, look at this, a chocolate candy cane.
You know, chocolate gingerbread man does not exist.
Oh, it exists.
That might be the only cookie or whatever they don't put chocolate on. It's always white icing.
You ever do a gingerbread man?
No, I hate gingerbread. Hell, what I do with gingerbread man for?
We went to.
Of course you did.
Up north, we made gingerbread houses.
No, they did that during Christmas.
Yeah.
They had like team gingerbread house where they tried to do gingerbread house. Who did the best gingerbread house? And I'm like, I'm out. Like, y'all go ahead.
I just think he's been great, man. And I think there's been.
He has been.
I think there's been plenty of nights where he's even been their best player, which has been saying something.
I would say this: he's not necessarily better than Jimmy Butler, but I do believe he's more versatile. So there's more things that he can do.
Do you think his ceiling's higher?
Well, yeah, because he's just getting started.
Yeah.
Jimmy's where he's going to be.
That's what I'm just asking, though. Like,
right.
Like, Jimmy Butler's a perennial all-star, though. Like,
right.
Do you think that, like,
I think Bam is not there yet because he hasn't reached. I don't think he's reached his ceiling yet. And I think that you see when he – if he knocks down that three-pointer.
Yeah.
Right? And he makes – he can hit you with that. Then we'll have a whole different conversation because then he starts looking more like Siakam just with –
That move yesterday, though, the handles, oh, my God. I was just like,
I think a lot of people were shocked, but he's brought the ball up the floor.
Well, he brings the ball up a ton, lot, but now right. He's busting out the moves.
The moves.
The moves. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. You know, the bam shake.
By the way, did you go to the game last night?
No.
Okay, I was going to say.
No. I've decided that with being down here for the Super Bowl and doing all the stuff, we're going to be taping some stuff today. I'm going to be, you know, gallivanting around looking for fighters and hijinks. I decided I'm going to go this week, no basketball games. All right? I'm not going to be crazy. Plus, I'm going to the boxing match on Saturday, on Thursday night.
Hey, I'm just, look, I don't want to put your business out there on the street. Mm-hmm. I think that came from corporate.
No. I was, because we have it, we have it in our household. We have the calendar. And the calendar is gospel on the fridge.
Okay.
Put it on the calendar. You can't get mad if you've given notice. So I lay out on there, it says on my calendar, it says BT Heat. That means I'm going to be at the Heat game. I had the Celtics game circled for many a week. So if she gets mad at me, I'm like, damage is done, my friend. It's on the calendar. That's your fault for not acknowledging it. But I decided to call an audible. I say, you know what? I'm gonna not go. We'll watch it on TV. Be a little bit.
Hey.
Well rested, bright eyed, and bushy tailed.
You can put whatever twist you want on
it. I'm telling. I was
Mama
not,
said.
Not forced.
Hey, Mama said, stop that. No,
nope.
No, you ain't
nope.
going.
Nope.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
Telling
okay.
you. Didn't happen. No.
Okay.
No demands. No demands. As long as I don't screw up.
Texas chime in. Does that sound like the order came down from corporate?
I'm telling you, did not come down from corporate.
Yes, it
came
did.
Down from corporate. If you want to say it came down from me because I'm the boss.
No.
If you want to say that.
Robbie's not even in a relationship.
Listen,
he's laughing at you.
Listen.
You know that's nonsense.
I'm telling you, we have the calendar. The calendar.
Okay, calendar, we all have that side. Calendar.
Nope.
And,
not
but,
a calendar
but guess,
like,
but
not
guess
a calendar
what?
Like this.
Guess what you have to do? When you have that calendar, right, and that date is approaching, you got to run it by corporate.
Nope.
All right.
Nope. That's not how a calendar works.
Oh,
if it's on the
calendar.
I don't
know about your calendar. I'm being honest
for
about
example,
my.
Nope.
We let's stop lying to the people.
I'm telling you. For example.
It's okay. Nope, we all nope. married. People all
but
married.
I had on the calendar last on Sunday.
Yeah,
it,
that,
said,
okay.
it said birthday party for mom, for her mother. I can't bellyache and say that I didn't know about it. You want to know why? It's on the calendar. And this is an iPhone calendar. That can be changed at a whim. This is in dry erase ink. That's final, sort of. So you can't just go changing it willy-nilly. It's on the calendar. It's on the these things are decided, all right? Very busy time.
Hey. You.
Very busy time.
Hey.
I got
for nothing.
I got Super Bowl week this week. I got to get Triple M prep for
FanFest
next
right.
week. You know, this is interesting. By the way, did you see Miguel Rojas yesterday?
Yeah,
He was a reporter at Super Bowl Media Day.
Really?
Yep.
All right.
Yep. I tell you what, I like this Andy Reid. It's impossible. It's impossible.
Oh, I'm sure Andy Reid.
There's a lot of people, like, I've been a big fan of Andy Reid. You know what? Just the way he just seems like he handles himself with all the situations, with all that goes on, with all the chaos with T.O. and the quarterback with, like, he just handles himself well. And he's not one of those in-your-face guys, but it seems like everybody's in line. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's the best kind of coach.
Yeah,
where
but I just like the fact that he shows up Super Bowl week. What does he wear? He was a fat guy, Tommy Bahama, Chief shirt. What's not to love about that?
Hey.
He's so jolly.
Here we go. Corporate definitely sent out a memo. That's what it text says.
Nope. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
As long as it's on the – this is a family
okay.
system.
Okay.
The same calendar that dictates when Girl Scout meetings are the same – is the same calendar that dictates what heat games I am going to, what mm-hmm. events I'm going to. For example, on the calendar, Thursday, Miami boxing. She knows. I got a boxing event to go to. So – Damage is done, my friend.
Okay.
There's no recall. There has to be a process and a voting process if you want to change the calendar.
There's more. Management crossed it off the calendar.
Nope.
He's in denial.
I can go tonight if I want to. Don't make me go.
Hey, man.
You're basically already almost there.
Don't let Robbie get you written up by corporate.
Listen.
I'm just telling
you. I know a parking spot.
he's unbelievable. This guy. When we come back, we got to get into Robbie and his shenanigans that have gone down here at Radio Row, because somehow this guy, 2 days in a row, has gimmicked the system. We're back after this.
Straight up, now tell me, do you really want to love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or is it just a hit and run? Hey, we got a good thing.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy live.
You could just clearly tell
from Radio Row
that Robbie is here.
How so?
This?
Oh, the music.
Yo, yeah.
I got you. My bad.
Yeah.
So, speaking of Robbie the degenerate, we brought to Radio Row with us, and I needed my gambling aficionado by my side, because it's the most important thing about the Super Bowl when you don't have two teams involved. Let's be honest.
Here's the problem, though. Messing around with Robbie, you can't just ease and have funny ha-has with the gambling,
because
he gonna steer you. Look, here's what we have on paper, and then over here we have the dark gambling. He's over here.
Yeah.
Talking about how many ants will show up on the TV screen.
Just give me some of the prop bets, Robbie, that you've been busting out so far. Are these going to be a Magnificent Seven?
They may or they may not be. I mean, there's 100 prop bets.
Give me the ones that are tickling your fancy this far.
I think so far, the one that I haven't bet already, I mean, I already bet the National Anthem, which, by the way, I was wrong on that, people betting under. Everyone's betting
over.
Oh, wow,
people think Demi Lovato's going
to
go hard.
Yeah, I mean, the time hasn't changed. It's still at 2 minutes, but now it's -250 to go over 2 minutes.
Wow.
And under is +170. Something fishy is going on there, but I think this one's intriguing.
I didn't see her Grammys performance this week. A lot of people said that she nailed the Grammys. Did that sway you in any way?
Well, my bet's already made.
Damage is done,
my friend.
Oh, it's coming up today, by the way, at 7:40.
You mean that she throws a little flair into everything, a little extra.
Well, it could just be general public being like, oh, bro, over, because you can control it. All you got to do is stall, and you get over. Like, everyone think, and the people think that, you know, the longer you take due to the National Anthem, the more camera time you get. Everybody knows that. It's like when you're when you ever watch poker on TV, people know that they're gonna fold, but they sit there with the cards for hours because they get more camera time. It's a thing.
That's a thing.
Yeah, it's a camera fold.
Unbelievable.
Like they know they're gonna fold, but they sit there and stall for 5-10 minutes so that they can get more camera time. Everybody knows that.
What did you just call that?
A camera fold.
It's camera fold.
They're posturing for camera time. And sometimes these poker players have giant sponsors on their shirt. So the longer they sit there, those sponsors are sitting on the camera.
Is that same as Radio Knockout?
But another bet, speaking of Demi Lovato, this one's intriguing. It depends on the weather. I did hear yesterday that it might get a little – it might get to the low as 50 on Sunday. But you could bet on whether Demi Lovato is going to be wearing a skirt, dress, or gown to sing the National Anthem.
What qualifies as a gown? Does that have to be like to the feet?
Long past the knees?
Past the knees.
I think it's basically pants or the field, basically.
Pants or the field.
That's the way I'm reading the bet. Like, if she's wearing a skirt, a dress, or gown.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So that's all one choice.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Versus wearing pants.
Oh, no. She's definitely take the field. She ain't going to wear a pantsuit to halftime.
She doesn't have to wear pants. Sue just has to wear pants.
Was she running for Congress?
Well, I mean, the yes is a favorite at -175 that she's going to be wearing a skirt, dress, or gown. No is an underdog at +135. But if it's going to be cold, she might want to wear pants.
Yeah. Are most of these capped? Because couldn't her –
Yeah, she has. They're all capped. Most of these capped because you can control that.
When Prince did the – when Prince played in the Super Bowl, it was raining. He didn't have a raincoat on.
No, he didn't.
And then now apparently you could bet on how many Instagram posts Patrick Mahomes' girlfriend is going to make, which the over-under is at 4.5, and it's pretty even.
Oh, she's over because she's known as, like, the most annoying football wife right now in
really?
The NFL. Yeah, people don't like her. People find her obnoxious. She's, like, she's very rah-rah, but she's in your face, and she loves that Instagram. Now, the thing I had a question with Robbie, though, what qualifies as an Instagram post? Because a lot of these things, like, they're very fishy with how they do these prop bets, because does an Instagram post count as story with the little, you know, the little flip to do that goes up there, or does it have to be in the actual account? Because if it's actual account, I'll go under. But if an Instagram story counts as a post, I go over. Because she's going to be super annoying.
Yeah, there is no – as of yet, there is no additional writing on this bet. But, like for example, the Donald Trump tweets bet.
That was under.
Well, the total is at 13.5, but it specifically says on the writing –
13.5?
Yeah, dude, it's high. The under is a favorite at minus 170, and the over is an underdog at plus 130. Yeah, it's never been more than 6 on Super Bowl Sunday, but this year it's 13.5.
But retweets don't count?
It specifically says retweets do not count towards Rager.
Yeah, he's going to need, like, a football player to make an impeachment statement if that's going to be the case of him going over. Like, that's going to be the only way. Yeah. By the way, I'm not making, like, some political stand. I'm just saying. Like, that's
just gambling analysis. Guess what? Gambling analysis.
The problem with that in itself is the fact that you have to say,
I'm just saying,
I'm not.
You know how it is,
man.
You know how it is. Everyone's gonna get.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
Everyone's gonna get their feathers in a ruffle. But I'm just saying.
Don't worry about all that.
I know what pokes the bear. I know what pokes the bear, and that's gonna be. That's what would get him to 13 tweets. If like Patrick Mahomes comes out and says, "I think President Trump should be impeached," then all of a sudden it's talking. Well, but I guess it would technically have to be before the game, though. It would have to be like
– Well, the Trump tweets bet lasts 24 hours.
It's Super Bowl Sunday.
It's Super Bowl Sunday.
So if Patrick Mahomes were to come out with some kind of Trump impeachment statement,
yeah,
then Trump has all night to
all
tweet
night, 13 all times? All the way until 11:59 p.m.
This is interesting. All right, wrinkle has been thrown into this, Leroy. Who do we – do?
And Sunday Meet the Press is always on, but I'm sure he had, but
so it's Super Bowl. So when you say 24 hours, it's 24 hours from kickoff. Or
no,
24 hours from the start of Super Bowl.
February 2nd. So I guess right, technically so, from 12:01. Right,
okay, so 12:01, we got Meet the Press. All right, then could we say he's gonna tweet something about like beautiful performance by Demi Lovato?
I don't think he would tweet about that.
No. Okay. Well, maybe she makes it political. Is she political? Does she make a political statement?
Maybe that's why the more people are putting money in the overs. There may be something up her sleeve.
Huh. Interesting. Interesting. All right. Now, before we go to break, Robbie.
Oh, this is unbelievable.
How do you keep getting to park in like VIP here? How does this happening? Because one of the big things that's a huge pain in the ass down here. It's parking. Everybody knows this. It's widely known that my parking sucks to begin with. Now imagine the entire country's here.
Yeah.
Robbie somehow has gimmicked his way to get VIP parking, basically.
Free parking.
Free parking 2 days in a row. What the hell?
Well, I mean, it's I honestly didn't think it would work today because I came a little bit later because yesterday I got here super early and the lady I showed my credential. I got right in. I got sniffed by the dog. Well, the car did, not me. I didn't get sniffed by the dog. But and then I drove through the scanner, showed the credential, up I go. And then you, Leroy, yesterday, you, the same thing I did.
Yeah, I texted Robbie. I did the same thing.
Got
not happening,
oh,
player.
They don't like you.
Not happening.
It was the same lady who sent us like halfway across the country last time because we tried to get our credentials on Friday. We went to the right corner initially, and she goes, "Oh, no, you need to go down the road to the right," which sent us farthest away from the credential office as possible.
It's a big diamond. So just say, like, it's a big diamond. It's built like kind of like a stadium.
Yeah.
So imagine somebody sending you to
the other side of the rhombus.
The exact opposite side of where you were.
Yep.
And so today, I got here later. I got here probably when you got here yesterday, the same time you got here yesterday. I didn't think it was going to work. I thought I was going to have the lady that turned you back. But sure enough, the same lady who was there yesterday, I didn't even say any words. I just flashed her credential.
That's a good move. That's a good move. So you just – you waltz in. They always say, waltz in like you own the joint. So if Robbie is looking like he has to be there, like
well,
throwing up the old credential.
Check this out.
He's in.
That ends when you see SWAT in dogs.
That's not gonna happen. That's not gonna happen because they're gonna. It's not like he's not letting security search him. He's letting them search, but he just lets them be known.
Whoop. They're more worried about if I have drugs in the car as opposed to me being able to park. They're not concerned about all that stuff. Yeah. They're just scanning the car for bad stuff.
Do the dogs get high?
They're not. They're bomb sniffing dogs, dummies.
No, they sniff for drugs.
It's different dogs.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because when I go to the heat.
You can't tell. What are you going to say? Okay. The dog's like, okay. go find weed.
I thought that's how they train them. No,
they train specific dogs for specific products.
A dog can't search for multiple drugs?
No. No.
Really?
He like a bomb-sniffing dog can't go find cocaine.
Are you sure? Because I thought like, why? I could smell different smells. That doesn't make any sense. And if they're smelling,
you don't have to be trained, dummy.
No. I don't think you're right on this.
Do you have to be trained in the art of smelling? No.
Yeah.
You know what it is.
The
No,
the dog already has the instinct to smell. It just needs to know when to bark when it
but
smells.
But he doesn't know
thing.
What he's smelling.
No, you're way off on this, dude.
Nope.
You're way off on this, dude. It's just like hunting. It's just like hunting. It can hunt. A dog can hunt for pheasant or can hunt for hogs.
It's just chasing, dummy. It ain't hunting.
Nope. It's different.
You mean he runs in the woods and if he comes across a pig, right?
They're different smells.
If he's come across a pig, mm-hmm. right? He's not going to do nothing to that pig. He's just going to run by the pig and go scare a duck?
No, dude. Here's what goes down.
No, they just chase animals.
No. It gets all you need to do is reintroduce the dog.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
What?
I'm a police officer. Canine dogs are cross-trained.
Boxed in.
No, I'm
boxed
not.
Boxed in, bro.
Sir.
Boxed in, son.
Now, no.
Boxed please, in.
Please be more specific, sir.
Congratulations.
Because he's going to take the little, oh, my goodness.
Boxed in, bro. Congratulations. I hope you're happy.
You've been
here.
Boxed
here. Let's.
No. I'm sorry. Your connection seems to have blown out because you're in a box right now. I just had a professional text in and just said, they're cross-trained. Want to know why? Their sniffing's way better than
this. I didn't see his badge. I'm taking his word for it.
Okay.
Here. Let me explain something to you. He needs to be more specific about.
Cross-trained?
Yeah.
Here's what cross-trained means. I can find drugs. I can find yayo. I can find weed, molly, whatever it takes.
But here's the
fentanyl.
Here's,
I can go find any of that stuff.
Wait.
Plus bombs.
But here's.
Plus bombs.
No. Okay. Slow down. Okay. Here's what I'm saying, that they can maybe train for multiple products, but don't you have to tell them what to go find?
No, man.
Willy-nilly?
It just needs to be on the list. Like, the dog doesn't have to, what do you need, the dog to talk to you? What is this, up? No, it just needs to bark, and then they look for it. Thanks, Rover. Roof, roof. All the dog needs to go, roof, roof, roof. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, he found something. What is this? Oh, bombs. What's this? Oh, drugs.
Science.
What do you need the dog to see? What do you want to have different barks?
I'm going
to
just say this to you. I'm not even.
You want to say sorry?
No. That sounds ridiculous.
That's a Demi Lovato song.
Point for Robbie.
We're back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.